Still in Texas, heading south. We're on the I-95 going south from Dallas. We just left Louis Mueller's Aiden Taylor, where we'd also eaten Elgin hot guts.
We did, sausage.
And we're heading down on the I-XXX, and we hit this place called Rosebud, which was pretty much a...
One-horse town,
but a two-barbecue town. And yeah, we couldn't get into one of the barbecue places, but we did get into one of them.
Why didn't we get into the other one?
We couldn't find it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we couldn't find it.
In an articulated caravan in a town that's only got about seven buildings, we couldn't find one of the restaurants.
Yeah, but we did happen across one place called Little Joe's Barbecue Shack, and there was this kid in there called Vincenzo, and we went to check out this the smoker in the back.
The biggest kind of old water tanker type smoker, like a barrel smoker offset, and the guy, the pit master, he spends his time in this what seems to be a little bit of a it's like a garage of some sort, but it's got a big old TV, it's got a couple of picnic chairs in it, an ablutions block, a little hand wash area, and this is the area that throughout the evening when he tends the fire, he comes over here and watches TV and probably has a drink and stuff like that. And it's just not what you expect at all. I mean, it's amazing to look at, and it feels like it's been here for 100 years, doesn't it? Truly phenomenal. I love it.
And then there was Ronnie Fulton.
Round.
Right, okay. And what's your surname?
Fulton.
Fulton.
F-U-L-T-O-N.
Like, oh, Fulton. Right, yeah.
Not a half turn, but a full turn.
Full turn.
Yeah. But I'm from English ancestry.
Oh, is that right?
Oh,
so
yeah.
You're from where we're from originally?
Well, back 200 and something years ago.
Right, okay.
Back in the 17.
You're not that old, are you?
Have you been to the UK before?
Never, I have my plans to go on one day. One of these days I'm going to go.
Because I love people like you there.
Because I've always cherished England, and I've always, you know, all of the English rock groups and everything, The Who,
yes.
Roger Daltrey and all,
nice,
all
yeah,
and then the Beatles and all.
Well, great music from
yeah,
there, right?
Fantastic.
The Rolling Stones as well?
Yeah. He can't rule out the Rolling Stones.
Nice.
The Moody Blues.
Yes.
I love the Moody Blues also.
Right, okay.
Excellent. Yeah, so.
Well, that kind of music and barbecue goes really well together, right? You like good music, you like good barbecue.
Yeah.
The thing is, you can't really get good barbecue as much in the UK as you can here. But you can get good fish and chips, I know that.
Well, why not? You've got trees over there.
Right.
Or you can, you know, burn wood. You know. You got cows over there.
We do.
Where you can butcher up and hogs.
We can make a plan.
Yeah.
We can make a plan. Hey, Ronnie, thank you. Now, touch my hand. Could you say God Save the Queen again, please?
Yeah, God Save the Queen.
Throw that speedball by you, make you look like
This is where we went to a place called Lexington. There's a barbecue place there called Snow's Barbecue. It's only open on Saturdays. It's kind of a family-run thing. The woman called Tootsie, she has been doing this for like 70 years or something, but she's got arms on her like a silverback gorilla. They're huge. She was like super powerful. She had a right grip on her. So they're open on a Saturday from about 7:30, 8 o'clock in the morning. And by about 1 o'clock, they're completely sold out. Now, that sounds really weird that people would want to be eating barbecue at 7 o'clock in the morning, 7:30, but this is America and people eat barbecue at any time of day. Her son is called Kerry. He was one of the pitmasters there.
How long was your queue this morning?
It never got real long. Early it was long, just down the ramp. 20 or 30 minute wait.
Oh, that's not bad. It's doable.
We just went up to $12.95 a pound. And then, you know, I was in Austin this week and it was $18 a pound. You know, that's a big difference.
Is that for brisket?
Brisket. We just went up to $12.95 in the last 2 weeks.
Is that because you've also seen the prices of the
beef
go up?
Prices have...
Everyone said the same thing, you know.
Have y'all traveled that? Have you found $12.95 anywhere?
You know what? We haven't, because when you're on a trip like this, you don't care, right?
That's great.
I mean, we'd be happy to pay $15.18.
Sure, and we could be doing that, because all our people are just like you.
Yeah, right. But you got to think of the locals and where it all came from, and just, you know, stick true to your word. And
that's exactly right.
Yeah. And it's karma as well, right?
I mean, I visited with Wayne Mueller on the phone the other day for about an hour. And you know, he's jumped and jumped, and he said, "You got to," and he was right, you know.
We were at Louis Mueller's yesterday, and we met with Jason Tedford, you know, his new pitmaster, the beard.
The red beard.
Red beard. And he seems pretty switched on.
Oh, yeah.
He's a newish guy. I think he's been doing it like a year or something, right?
Yeah, he's pretty good.
But he works for Wayne, right?
Wayne, there's a big event in Tyler next week that we were asked to come to, and our homecoming. Little One Horse Town homecoming is next week, and there'll be a barbecue cook-off and a street dance, and oh yes, it's pretty hillbilly.
Whilst at Snow's, we also met a guy called Hershey. He had a wicked approach to his working day, which kind of involves doing a little bit of work and then drinking a lot of beer.
Now the briskets mainly go on there till 5 o'clock-ish when we wrap, and then we'll put the big ones over here that if they're left over, that's what we use for the shipping.
Okay. Oh, right. So you guys are doing shipping as well? Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a good idea. Nationwide?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a great idea.
It'll go out Tuesday, and if you're like in Maine, you'll get it Thursday afternoon, Friday morning.
And it's fresh? It's not frozen down?
It's frozen.
Oh, it's frozen down, right?
Yeah, I got some meat in the cooler and the freezer right now, cooling down.
Yeah.
And it'll get vacuum packed later on this afternoon.
Yeah. Shipped out tomorrow, probably.
And froze. Yeah. And then Tuesday, go out.
Right.
You're really tired, aren't you?
Yes.
Yes, sir. You've been doing a lot. What you've been doing since? Just been doing this since Thursday, getting everything prepared.
Well, I come up here Thursday and clean the ashes out and put wood under, and that usually takes 30, 45 minutes. Right. But I went out there and got wood, and it was hot. I come back, set the dolly down. Get a beer, smoke a cigarette, unload the dolly, get a beer, get a cigarette, go load up.
Repeat. I can see where this is going. Right.
It took me about 1 hour and 45 minutes.
Awesome.
I can't ask for a better job.
This is a good job. Drinking and smoking, and then smoking as well, right?
Each other.
Tootsie, the woman with the arms of a 64,000 pound gorilla. She gets up at 1 a.m. and tends the pits at Snow's Barbecue until the morning when they start serving it around, what is it, about 7:30, 8 o'clock. She was just an amazing person.
Well, see, I started in Giddings. I don't know if y'all come through Giddings, 77, in 1966.
Right.
And I worked there for 10 years. My husband and I worked there for 10 years.
Right.
And then we bought a meat market here in Lexington.
Yeah.
And we operated it for 20 years, and he suffered a stroke in 96, so we had to sell out. And the people that bought it wanted me to continue cooking for them on Saturdays. So, sure, I want to because I enjoy doing it.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's really inspirational to kind of see what you're doing and, you know, see the love and the passion and the effort that you put in. Mm-hmm. You can taste it in the food and the people here, you know, it's brilliant. Yeah. It's
see, when we had our own meat market, the briskets, I was rushed to get them ready.
Yeah, but
because I didn't put them on till 2 a.m.
Right.
And didn't have to have them ready till 10, but still, every once in a while, somebody would come in early and want some.
Yeah.
You just don't always have them ready.
Would you be here overnight then?
My son was here all night.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, he got here about 9:30 last night. Yeah.
Tended the fires.
And started the fire in the big pit where the briskets go on.
I bet you've done that overnight shift quite a few times over
quite
the years.
Quite a few times, yeah. And I live in Giddings, and then I get up at 1 and come up here by 2.
In the morning, still?
In the morning, this morning. And
you're like a machine, aren't you? You're like a barbecue machine.
Just a barbecue machine. And see, during the week, I work at the public school in Giddings.
Do you know, you are such an inspiration. That is amazing.
And
what do you do at the school?
I'm with the grounds and maintenance.
Right, okay, so quite a
manual work.
Manual, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was inside, and my boss, he came up one day, and he said, I'm going to take you to grounds with me, so I'll make somebody else head custodian.
Right.
I said, all right. And I really enjoy it.
I bet you do. Keeps you young.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah.
Kerry didn't tell you how old I am, did he?
He said you were about mid-40s.
Mid-40s?
Yeah.
Uh-huh, yeah. Kind of double.
Yeah. No, he said it. I was kidding. I was 79 last week.
79 last Monday.
Wow. Happy birthday. That is amazing.
Thank you.
Something you said, I just died in your arms tonight. I keep looking for something I can't get. Broken hearts lie all around me, and I don't see an easy way to get out of.
One of the unexpected highlights we found in Lexington was a cattle, what's it called, a cattle auction?
It's just a cattle auction.
It was just amazing. We just heard these noises, all these kind of mooing noises as we drove into Lexington. We were just suddenly drawn to all these mooing noises, and it turned out to be just the most amazing experience, and we managed to see a live auction.
We are in the Lexington Cattle Commission, and the noise you can hear in the background is actually a man selling the cows in some sort of language that we don't have in England. I think he's speaking cowlish. It's so cowboy country, so country in here. We look like a circus that's coming to town.
We finally got to our final stop in Texas. It had been about 4 days of pretty intense Texas barbecue. And it's all about the beef there. And one of the best barbecue places in Austin is a place called Franklin's. A guy called Aaron Franklin, who started out quite recently, actually. I think he's only been doing it about 5 or 6 years. And it's probably now considered to be the best barbecue in the world. And I think we queued up for about 4.5 hours. The queue wasn't really a queue. It didn't feel like a queue at all. It felt like it was some kind of religious experience that everyone got involved in. Everyone played ball. Everyone drank beer. It was actually a really cool waiting time.
We arrived here about 9:30 in the morning, probably about an hour and a half later than we'd hoped, mainly due to hangovers. And got in a queue, and a young lady called Amy, who was working the queue, informed us that the wait's going to be probably around about 4 hours or so. So we'll be eating around 1:30. And we're probably about 3/4 of the way through the queue now on a freaking hot Texan day. And I'm looking forward to our final visit, really, because this is going to be the best barbecue that we've had along the trip. And that's what the promise is anyway. Okay, we're finally at the front of the queue. It's been about 3.5 hours. But then what I've just noticed is behind the door to the actual restaurant itself, there's another freaking queue of another probably 45 minutes. So we've been drinking, we've been smoking, we've been having chats with some really cool people. There's a lot of people actually from the UK here. There's a South African guy. And it's been great, actually. It's been a really good laugh. People are playing ball, listening to music, just having a bit of a blast. It's not really about the food right now. It's more about the kind of tailgate fun that everyone's having. And it's almost like the promise of barbecue is just kind of fueling everyone's enthusiasm. So it's been fun in the queue, actually. I was hoping that it would be fun, and it was.
What was your highlight, Scott? How did it work out for you?
Well, Pecan Lodge was amazing, no denying that. At Rudy's, it was just an amazing scene. They had like 2 or 3 lines of service. They had huge close smokers out the rear, which are all built locally in Dallas. And I just thought the operation was wicked there. That's such a great design, very American in its design, but just huge volume, and from an operational perspective, just the most impressive.
For me, it would have to have been Pecan Lodge, and for a couple of reasons. One, because the guys who own it were there and they were amazing. The brisket there is probably the best brisket I've eaten in my entire life, and doing this job I've eaten a lot of brisket. Just an amazing atmosphere.
Hope you guys have enjoyed this pilgrimage. We certainly enjoyed it. A pretty big lesson that we learned, which is you've got to get really, really good quality brisket on the menu.
You came back with a pretty big belt line as well.
Yeah, there was a lot of weight, and well, not really weight, it was more water retention, to be honest. Yeah.
When I came back, my kids said, "Daddy, why is your head grown?" It's an interesting point that Scott makes, is that, you know, when we were over there looking at the brisket, they had some amazing beef. It was just like unbelievable. And when we came back, you know, we put a huge amount of effort into increase the quality of our product and increase the smoke levels. And I think we've pretty much done that now. Do you, Scott?
Yeah, I mean, when we're across in the US, we try to make as many links to the supply chain as possible. And we found some pretty good Black Angus brisket, which we now are able to sell in the restaurant. So for us, it was a great trip. It was a lot of effort, but if we're able to bring back a few lessons learned for our customers, then it's all worthwhile doing. But it was a great pilgrimage, and I'm looking forward to the next one in 2015.
Thank you.
protection until time, the sun is shining, yay. War is explosive, you got to demonstrate. Demonstrate, you got to demonstrate. Don't fight, cause the sun is shining for you. There's nothing else to do. Sun is shining, the weather is sweet, yeah. War makes you wanna move those dancing feet to the rescue. Here I am. Oh,